This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Congressional Hispanic Caucus has argued that the USDA is not doing enough to achieve compliance with the civil rights requirements and regulations for the New Mexico and Colorado branches of the Forest Service in dealing with Latino farmers and ranchers. Ethnic violence may be breaking out again between the Hutus and the Tutsis, but this time it's in Burundi. Federal judges halted efforts in Missouri to revoke the license of a Planned Parenthood clinic because it was treated more harshly than other similar operations. Armed protesters have occupied a national wildlife refuge in the high desert of eastern Oregon to object to a prison sentence for local ranchers burning on federal land. Anti-austerity left regional party in the Catalan district of Sabin refused to support existing governor, forcing new elections. 7.5 million people paid for going uninsured in 2014 at an average of $200 apiece. The 1% in the U.S. is not a small cabal, but a big heaping group of 250,000 people. Uber's roughshod tactics in expanding its ride-sharing service have met roadblocks in Germany, where the company closed its office in Frankfurt because of opposition from licensed drivers. Uber has also pulled out of Hamburg and Dusseldorf and continues to face intense opposition in Madrid and Paris. Girl Scout cookies can now be bought and sold through the web. Boston Globe reporters joined other volunteers to deliver the newspaper after problems in the transition to a new delivery service. According to the most recent estimates from the IRS, about 83% of the taxes that individuals and business owed in 2006 were paid up front. The rest, stashed out of government's reach, intentionally or not, amounted to a huge $450 billion in unpaid taxes. The IRS recouped about $65 billion of that through audits and other enforcement activities, but that still left another $385 billion in lost revenue. General Motors has put a $500 million into Lyft, the ride-sharing service. As part of the investment into Lyft, GM will work on developing a so-called autonomous on-demand network of self-driving cars, an area of research to which companies like Google, Tesla, and Uber have all devoted enormous resources in recent years. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.